It is time to rock the red. The Caps have their much-delayed season home opener tonight. The team is coming off a 6-3 loss at Tampa Bay as they try for a win against Winnipeg tonight at the Verizon Center.
Joining us to talk about it, WTOP sports reporter Jonathan Warner. Jonathan, much delayed seems like, doesn't even reach it. It's been so long.
It really has been. As a matter of fact, I just saw some of the PR people up here, and they said they're scrambling around. They're not in a routine yet themselves. Nobody really is in a routine. They're trying to figure out what they did last year. But coming off that loss against the Lightning on Saturday, Caps fans and the Caps themselves are going to have to learn patience. A new coach, Adam Oates, had less than a week to implement his system, and then, bam, the season starts on the road. During the lockout, Oates spent about a month at Hershey with the Caps' top farm team, the Hershey Bears, and he says it took them about 5 games for the players to feel comfortable with his system. The problem is, with a shortened season, you don't want to take too long to find that new rhythm, but I think they're going to get it together. Tonight's opponent, Winnipeg, comes in with 2 losses, and they don't score a whole heck of a lot, so I think it's things are pointing up for the Capitals tonight.
Now, for Caps fans, the disappointing part of being a Caps fan the last few years has been the really good regular seasons and then the disappointments in the playoffs. Now, last year, I don't know if you called last year a disappointment or not, but certainly we've not seen a cup here in Washington.
Ever.
Yeah. Where do you see this team right now, and what should the fans expect?
Well, I think you're going to see another successful playoff season. I think they're going to get into the playoffs. I think the Capitals are one of the top 4 or 5 teams in the East, and the core of this team still intact from the recent years. Alex Ovechkin, Nicholas Backstrom, Mike Green, Brooks Like, plus Carl Alsner and John Carlson, and they've added the second-line center they've been looking for years in Mike Ribeiro, and they have a couple of good young goalies in Braden Holtby and Michael Neuvirth. So the talent is definitely here, and they're enthused as they have been when they were playing those fun days under Bruce Boudreau, and it's just a matter now of meshing it all together.
Jonathan, in a season as compressed as this one, how important is it for them to get going tonight?
Oh, I think so. You don't want to fall, as I said, too far behind, but because you don't have that much time to recover. But Winnipeg, not a high-scoring team. Caps have won their last 10 home openers. So once you get that first win, I believe, I think they should be feeling a lot better about themselves.
Talk about Adam Oates as the new coach of the Caps. What does he bring?
Well, he brings a difference between, obviously, the middle between Dale Hunter and also between Bruce Boudreau. After Boudreau's go-go offense and Dale Hunter's defense first, Adam's approach is the best of both worlds. Pressure offense, while also being responsible defensively. And now that the defense obviously didn't work too well Saturday at Tampa Bay, and the players realize once they get that down, everything else should fall into place. And I think he'll help revitalize Alex Ovechkin's game. Oates, as a Hall of Fame center, helped set up 50 goal scorers Brett Hall and Cam Neely, so he knows how to get the puck to a superstar. And this is still Ovi's team. As he goes, so go the Capitals.
All right, thank you, Jonathan. Talk to you later.
All righty.
That's WTOP sports reporter Jonathan Warner.